हेलो एंड नमस्कार, मैं हूं डॉक्टर अमृता एंड यू आर लिसनिंग टू मी ऑन कुकू FM. लेसन्स फॉर 2020. आई वॉन्टेड दिस पॉडकास्ट टू बी रियली कैची, सो आई थॉट ऑफ राइटिंग डाउन 20 लेसन्स फॉर 2020. बट द ट्रूथ इज द बिगेस्ट लेसन दैट आई एम ट्राइंग टू स्टिल लर्न इज दैट ऑफ पेशेंस एंड परसिवियरेंस, बिकॉज इट जस्ट शोड अस वॉट नेचर कैन डू. इट वॉज 2020 विच टोल्ड अस दैट फैमिली, the people you live with, they are going to help you survive. It's not just you alone, but your family. That's who make up the superpower. Number one, the world is beautiful because of the nature and the people around me. Number two, 2020 was destined to be different. China being China has forever lost the trust of the world in general. Okay, that's what I think, but it may be that some people would still prefer to trust China. But imagine a world without COVID. That would be possible if China had told us, shut down the borders, don't let those people with certain symptoms come in right back in January, February, because back then they knew. Number three, if not for my plant family, I would have shriveled up. My family showed resilience and my daughter taught me patience. Sometimes I do make her frustrated too, but we are kind of, you know, going forward with our me teaching her and she teaching me cycle. I learned the art of doodling, lettering, and I learned that these things kind of help me achieve the flow that all kids enjoy while creating fun stuff. Having fun with the short video app called Tanji was what kept my creativity, you know, flowing right. It's all about having fun and trying new things, right? I read the book Living Colors by Natalie Goldberg, and I really embraced drawing and painting again during these last 9 months. Seeing the Matisse swimming pool was like a window opening up in my soul. The plate glass colored windows that he has drawn and the art are all awe-inspiring. You can almost touch the colors and feel what he was feeling when he drew those. Number six, I liked the book Steal Like an Artist. It was a welcome read that is helping me fight the imposter syndrome when it comes to creative stuff. I'm forever thinking, does all this prevent me from the rational, scientific work of being a medical doctor that I so love? The answer is a resounding no. In fact, making the work of being a modern day healer is even more satisfying when I kind of let go and don't think about what people will think. When I write, I doodle, I, you know, do all the other creative stuff. Number seven, the COVID-19 thing was something nobody liked. But because of what happened during the pandemic, art and writing actually helped me become more empathetic. I don't know how that happens, but now I have kind of embraced the entire 360 degree of creating, writing, treating patients, cooking, cleaning, teaching my daughter, watering plants, traveling with my mask on. Because wearing a mask while seeing a patient has been a habit for the last 15 years. But wearing a mask while visiting my family, that was new. Everything comes from a different mindset. The art and the science divide was too rigid and made no sense. The COVID-19 traveling, everything was too rigid. Now, as the vaccine is coming, we are kind of trying to find ways to balance it all. Everything needs to be taken responsibly. For work to be enjoyed, I need the fluidity of enjoying creative stuff. Everything comes from creative thinking, irrespective of the subject. Number eight is a gratitude note or a thank you note for my website Helpful Bridge. I started it back in 2014. It is my digital home, and luckily Corona did not affect that too much, and I'm so glad nothing changed there, not too much anyways. Number nine, I started my Hindi podcast in 2020, and hopefully in 2021 I'll be able to explore more. On a side note, my very favorite podcasting app was Cuckoo FM, where the community and all the fun gigs and all the fun competitions they have are so inspiring for new podcasters like me. So yes, that's another very, very important thank you come lessons learned in 2021, that I should try more new stuff so that I never, you know, could be sure whether I could do Hindi podcasting confidently, because I had started and stopped. But with Cuckoo FM, things are more fun. Now, coming back to the list, number 10 is my favorite app for 2021, which was the AnyBooks app. It made me realize the blessing of ebooks and their double pressures. When things could not be delivered, you can still read anywhere. When your cupboards run out of space for books, you can still order books on AnyBooks. So yes, ebooks are here to stay, and AnyBooks app wins my vote. Number 11 is YouTube for learning all sorts of wonderful things. Lessons learned from here is old is still gold. The YouTube lessons are great. I learned crocheting, cooking, art stuff, everything online. I even learned how to clean phones, laptops without totally destroying them, and YouTube helped. Number 12, my husband started blogging. It made me stoked to give him all sorts of quick tips, which he actually listens to. And it made me happy that he was starting his own website and creating content for his own patients and all the other knowledge and awareness stuff, which I so like spreading. So yes, that's another thing. Number 13 is lessons learned from Canva stuff. That is, Canva has a new scheduling update. So that means, like, you can use the Canva app to schedule your posts, and together with the Jetpack scheduler, this has kind of reduced much of my social media sharing headache. Number 14 was the book Living Color by Natalie Goldberg, which I was mentioning. It has made me very comfortable with the creative part of me. I somehow never really felt very comfortable, but blogging in Corona times, writing, drawing, all this has been a sanity saver, and that book helped. Number 15 is I will never take anyone or anything for granted ever again. Like, just walking down the street, breathing, that has become a precious commodity now. Number 16, I'm grateful I remember the taste of what my mom used to cook and recreated them in my own kitchen. Number 17, I love how Tangi made being creative so much easier. Being creative every day is possible with Tangi, a very positive social media for the creative soul. Number 17, if there is one app which makes my life even better, I have already mentioned in the point above, is Canva. I knew nothing about designing stuff. Even now, I'm pretty murky with that, but I'm trying, and Canva helps me pretty up my work. Cuckoo FM, number 19. I already have said it is my favorite podcasting app, but I really want to say something more, that if you are listening to me and you have always wanted to start your own podcast, then you can definitely try out Cuckoo FM app. It's a one-stop shop for all things podcasting in India. You can record, you can launch, you can promote, and you can be a part of a wonderful podcasting Indian community. You can host your audiobooks, your courses, your music. You can podcast in regional languages or English. The best part is they're constantly innovating and keeping the podcasters trying new things. I recorded a Hindi podcast for the Kora Hindi official space, and it was all possible because of the wonderful community managers. Last but definitely not the least, I have to tell you about Blog Chatter. They have been a part of all my musings about blogging, how to start blogging, how to get better at blogging. Their wonderful campaigns like My Friend Alexa, the A to Z campaigns, the Blog Chatter ebook carnivals. If you're a blogger in India, writing in India, you must follow them on Twitter, Instagram, and all the places you can find them. They have the most wonderful blogging and writing community you'll ever find. They are supportive, they will help you spread their word, and they create the essence of a community spirit that you so need when you are doing something solitary like blogging. Go check them out right now. I'm grateful for my health, my family, and all the work and play I'm blessed with, because life has a purpose and we can only connect the dots in retrospect. 2021, I am hoping, is going to be amazing. Keep working towards your goals and keep faith. Keep believing, because that's the best way we will reach the shore. You are listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wellbridge podcast.